Hello, and welcome to Stories by Engolio Co. My name is Eric, owner and creative mind behind the Engolio Company. And for those who don't know me, I am a writer, a producer, and a podcaster. It's been about 10 years since my last audio drama titled The TMP Times. Fast forward to 2026, and we are back with a new audio drama titled Jasmine's Therapy. It was written by myself and co-written by Vicky Tusi. The idea stemmed from a very serious and profound conversation that Vicky and I had. And after the conversation, I said, you know, this would make a really cool podcast. And she agreed. Soon after that, I had a breakthrough session with my therapist as the walls that I had began to come down. I would say to myself, I wonder who could benefit from what I just experienced in there. And this got my creative juices flowing. So I wrote this story because I wanted to show the dynamic between the therapist and the patient. How it starts with the patient having somewhat of a hard shell, but as the sessions progress, the layers begin to peel back more and more, showing some hidden traumas or issues that they may have had. And thus, Jasmine's therapy began to take shape. This story is actually based on some true events, which makes it even more centered and familiar. My hope with Jasmine's therapy is that it either resonates with people already in therapy or it allows comfort to those who are on the fence about going to therapy. Now, it's one session split into five parts with the goal to make you feel like you're eavesdropping on an actual therapy session. So you may hear the occasional car passing by or ambient sounds of the AC in the background, making it much more of an authentic experience. Jasmine is played by Tia Lewis, the patient, and Brooklyn Hall plays the therapist, Dr. Harvey. I am very, very proud of the work these two actresses did, and my hope is you are as well. So sit back and listen to part one of Jasmine's therapy, titled Addiction.
Welcome back again.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Have a seat. It's been a while.
Yes, it has been. I've been kind of busy.
I know how that is. Given the way things are now, it's nonstop for everybody, I would believe.
Yeah, it's been, what, a year or so now since our last session?
I would say so, yeah.
Well, yeah, so much has happened.
Like what?
Well, I'm no longer married.
I noticed you didn't have your ring on when you walked in. I'm sorry to hear that.
He passed away about 9 months ago.
Oh, my condolences.
Thank you. It's been fine, though. I found a lot out about him since that. I wasn't expecting it.
Oh? Like what?
I don't really want to talk about that right now. Can we discuss?
Oh, yes. Yeah, we can table that for now. What made you decide to reach out to me again?
I wanted to talk about some things that's been happening to me, well, since my husband Terry passed away.
Okay.
Since Terry, I started to drink, like, all the time. I was figuring out how to silence the thoughts that were going on in my head because of all, well, everything was just out of whack.
Mm-hmm.
I'm no longer drinking, though. I'm now 60 days sober.
That's great.
Yes, it is. I'm happy for it. It's a process, though.
I'm sure it is. I have several patients recovering from addiction. It's a pretty powerful thing to heal from.
Well, that's the problem. I don't think people ever recover from it. I think no one ever recovers from addiction. It just transfers to other things. Things that ultimately just take up space. It's like... Okay, so you know when people say that energy never really dies, it just transfers into something else, inanimate or adamant?
Yes, I do.
Well, I feel addictions are the same thing. They carry that same sentiment. A conflux of feelings just whirling around in our heads until eventually it's released into the world for someone else to capture or bear the brunt of. Whether it be inadvertent or intentional, we latch onto it until it either no longer serves its purpose or...
Or what?
or it kills us.
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah, I guess that's why I'm here. Well, that's why you're here. To at least help me understand the difference between addiction and obsession. To help me figure out what's wrong with me. I believe I'm addicted to feeling other people's pain now. It's like I look for it in other people just so I can try and help them through the process of healing from that. Or giving some sort of advice. That validates me now. The need to feel like I'm needed by someone. The feeling of being a crutch.
But you're not addicted to it. You may be obsessed with it, but you're not addicted.
Well, what's the damn difference? I mean, either way, it's still a need to feel pleasure in other people's trauma.
Well, addiction is often caused by a continual and sometimes compulsive urge for something tangible. That can actually be a detriment to your body long term, like alcohol or pills. But as it stands, I don't believe that what you're experiencing warrants the addiction badge. That does sound more like a severe need to feel wanted by someone, loved by someone even. Probably due to not receiving that in your current life outside of
your... What? I do receive love. I've received love from my family, everyone. They all love me dearly.
But yet, here we are, trying to figure out why you feel the need to see others suffer so you can be their savior.
Yeah. I'm addicted to it.
Let me ask you this. I know a little bit ago we talked about how addictions transfer to other things.
Yes.
Did you feel like your addiction to alcohol had an impact on your job, your family, or your life?
Oh, yeah. That's the reason why I went to AA.
Okay. So does your addiction to feel needed by people affect your day-to-day life? Like your job, performance, your sex life?
I know where you're going with this. Where is the difference between this and alcohol?
Actually, I was going to say what would be the similarities between this and alcohol in terms of your personal feelings.
Well, with alcohol, I was going down a path of chaos. I couldn't stop it, though. I felt like I needed that taste for myself to feel like I can cope. It was like no matter what happened to me, whether bad day at work, emotional abuse at home, stuck in a dead-end rut, it was the smell. The smell of the whiskey from the bottle. It awakened my senses, told me, hey, it'll be all right. Even if it was for just a brief moment, I knew that things were going to be okay.
I see.
It was the driving force that kept me going throughout the day. With this new addiction, I still have that same emotional connection. If I don't call someone and hear about their day, it feels like my day is just off. It's almost habitual to call a few friends a day. At least one of them has a problem they can come to me with.
Okay.
You know, I sound so stupid saying all of this. I need someone to feel bad so I can feel good. I'm a fucked up person for that.
No.
No?
No, I don't think it's stupid at all. In fact, most people go through this. I like to call it Superman syndrome.
The what? Superman what?
Superman syndrome. People like to help others because they're accustomed to the rewards they receive from the help. The praise they get. It's like saying something profound on social media and then going back to check the likes later. Then get a little upset when people don't respond the way you assume them to. So now you do it again. You're hooked. Waiting for the next hit, looking for some more rewards. It's cyclical.
Huh. So I guess by me looking for it and waiting for it, I'm setting myself up for something that I'll continue to look for.
Well?
Self-sabotage.
That may be overextending it, but there can be a correlation.
We talked about that once before.
Talked about what?
About my issues with self-sabotage.
Yes, I remember. It was one of the last things we discussed.
Yep, sure was. But I say that because it feels like the same thing. Now that I think about it, it's basically the same thing.
Is that why you stopped coming by?
What? No, I told you I had several things going on. Life was kicking me in the ass.
Yes, I do.
So no, that's not why.
Okay. Tell me why you brought up self-sabotage.
Thank you for listening to episode 1 of Jasmine's Therapy. Tune in next week for part 2, titled Self-Sabotage. Don't forget to like and subscribe to this podcast series and others by searching for Stories by Engolio Company. Also, show your support by checking out our new merch drop exclusively for this series on engolio.com/shop.